Today on Real Life Radio.
You cannot leave this universe and be free from temptation. It's what you do with it when the temptation comes knocking. Remember, the Bible says that God has given us a way of escape with every temptation that comes into our lives. Our kids are being tempted. Our husbands are being tempted. Our wives are being tempted. What do you do?
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Looking for real answers in real time? JackHibbs.com is your go-to destination for resources on faith, world events, and everything in between. Explore Happening Now, where Pastor Jack Hibbs takes a timely, no-nonsense look at today's biggest issues, blending biblical insight with the latest headlines. Now, whether you're curious about the world around you or you want guidance on a personal level, Pastor Jack has you covered. And by the way, don't miss the Real Life Network. It's packed with relatable, family-friendly content that really speaks to everyday challenges and triumphs, offering something really valuable for every member of your family. Now, if you're new to the faith, you want to refresh your perspective, start with that tab that says Know God. An accessible, welcoming space to learn and reflect and find your footing. Now, whatever your path, JackHibbs.com has the tools and the insights and the encouragement that you need. Tune in, log on, find something real. Once again, the website, JackHibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called 1 Samuel and a message titled Worlds in Collision. Now, Samuel of the Old Testament was the last judge of Israel and the first of her prophets. So here in chapters 26 through 28, we'll consider how the material world and the spiritual world are in constant collision. You see, the encounters between David and King Saul were like two worlds colliding. God's values versus human power, fear, and revenge. Now, David had the power to kill King Saul, but he chose God's way of dealing with King Saul. This reminds us that having the opportunity to strike doesn't mean we have God's permission to do just that. Now, with his message called Worlds in Collision, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Satanic demonic powers traffic in the realm of spiritists, and many of them are possessed themselves. That is, they're no longer under their own control. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 and 8, Jesus said, as you go. Remember, we're talking about the Bible. These are the words of Jesus in red. And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. By the way, cheer up if you're getting spooked out right about now. Jesus said, go preach the gospel, do all these benevolent acts, and oh, by the way, cast out demons. You can do that, filled with the Holy Spirit, when God leads you to do that. You don't run out of this building today saying, I think there's a demon behind my bumper of my car. That's not what we're talking about. Look out, there's a, oh! That's crazy. That's not what we're talking about. By the way, the context is always into the advancement of the gospel. You know, come on, somebody go see, you know, let's watch Ghostbusters and then let's go out and... That's not it. You don't do that. Find out where the gospel's going forth with power, and there will be demonic attack. It's just the way it is. Mark 3:14. Am I scaring you guys? No. That wasn't very convincing. Mark 3:14. You want to whistle a little bit? We'll make you feel better. Mark 3:14. Then he appointed the 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach the gospel and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out demons. We have been authorized by Jesus Christ himself to have power over demonic forces. The Holy Spirit who dwells within the believer has that power. It's God. By the way, not all demons have bad breath. In the book of Acts chapter 16, there's an interesting story there. If you read Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 18, as Paul the Apostle is preaching the gospel, there's a woman who's possessed by a demon. And she's owned by Sergius Paulus. And as Paul is preaching, and as they're doing their street campaigns, She follows behind them and says, "Hey, everybody, listen to these men of God. They preach the way of salvation." Anything wrong with what she's saying? No, exactly right on. And it said, after certain days, Paul was fed up and turned to her and said, "Come out of her." And he cast the demon out. Well, how come? She was saying good stuff. It's the source that counts. And God does not need demonic PR. The words were right. The source was wrong. There's going to be an increase in Satanism in the world. Who says? The Bible says. Jesus said. What's their plan? We have to hurry. We're going to be out of time in a minute. But I've got a lot to do. Quickly, write this down. What's their plan? That's a practical question. We have a few of them. What's their plan anyway? Well, first of all, their plan is to thwart the will of God for your life. John 10:10. Jesus says, reference to Satan and his powers, "The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I have come to give you life and that more abundantly." Acts 26:17. "I will deliver you from the Jewish people and as well from the Gentiles to whom I will now send you." Here it is. Acts 26:18, "to open their eyes in order that they might turn from darkness to the light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of their sins, even the inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me," God says. Satanic powers, listen, have two things on their agenda. Simply two. Mark it down. Number one thing that fallen angels and demons want to do. They want to, number one, they want to offend the heart of God. That's their greatest source of pleasure, is hurt God's feelings. How do they do that? Well, they can't physically hurt him or spiritually hurt him that way. So how do they do it? That's number two. Number one, they want to offend the heart of God. Number two, this is how they do it. They want to keep people ignorant of God's will for their lives. Keep that in mind. This is very important information. Don't leave home without this. They want to offend the heart of God. How can they get back at God? By keeping somebody duped regarding God's love for them. And keep them in that position long enough so that when they die and are carted off into hell, you know what? They've offended the heart of God, because God, the Bible says, weeps over the death of who? Say it louder. The wicked. Don't ever think that God is looking around, "Oh man, give me, I want some wicked people to throw into hell." No, the Bible says he weeps over the death of the wicked. Isn't that amazing? How do they get involved? What's their plan? How do they get involved? I don't know if you're going to like my answer, but how do they get involved in people's lives? It's not through "I Dream of Jeannie." It's not through the old show Bewitched. You say, "Well, I know a person who turned into a witch after watching Bewitched, you know, and they got," or they watched Harry Potter and they turned into a sorcerer. That's not how it happens. By the way, I think that's one of Satan's ploys too, is to get us to pick Harry Potter movie theaters. I think he'll laugh forever on that one, because it will accomplish nothing. Remember the bomb I talked about earlier and detonating an explosion? It doesn't do anything. You know what will stop them from getting involved in people's lives? Is if you and or your family builds an altar in your home. Start praying. Get on your living room floor or wherever it is and start praying with your kids. Open a Bible and read a verse or two to them. You want to slam the door on satanic powers trying to get involved in your life or your children's life? Pray for them. Do our kids mean enough to us in this area to fast for them? When's the last time we fasted for our kids? Are they even important to us? Who are they dating? Who are they getting to know? Where are they at? If it matters to us, we'll pray for them. And know this, it's not necessarily the young woman or the young man that they just met. It's the powers behind such things. Christians are famous for chasing their tails in circles because we start to fight our fight with carnal weapons. Fall to your knees and pray and intercede for your child or for your husband or for your wife. Slam the door so that they can't get involved. What's my proof text? Job chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. The Bible says there that Job's children were rejoicing and carrying on and having a wonderful party, and they had their sisters over. His sons had their sisters and family, and they're partying. And it says that Job got on his knees and prayed and interceded to God just in case his children sinned. He didn't say, you know, he didn't go down and pick at the local vineyard. He prayed.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. To learn more about this ministry or to catch up on some previous episodes, go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And now, let's get back to today's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Demonic activity looks for open doors. Temptation. Remember, church, temptation's not a sin. It's yielding to it. You cannot leave this universe and be freed from temptation. It's what you do with it when the temptation comes knocking. Remember, the Bible says that God has given us a way of escape with every temptation that comes into our lives. Our kids are being tempted. Our husbands are being tempted. Our wives are being tempted. What do? Shut the door on that. Pray. Because listen, we have to be careful. I marked down some things after looking this and researching this. Temptations, they look like this. What is called, or they come via aberrant music. Remember, Satan was a worship leader in heaven. Ezekiel chapter 28, Isaiah 14. By the way, you read those chapters, and apparently when Satan moves, there's some sort of music that comes out of him. He's a trippy guy. Did you know that? It says that when he was created, he's got pipes in his torso. And his hands work like timbrels, like tambourines. Isn't that weird? But aberrant music. You say, well, you know, how can a really wacky song cause somebody to do something nuts? Not exactly just in and of itself. I mean, not just that, but when mixed with peer pressure, with a little bit, a dash of things like alcohol or drugs, begins to make a potion, so to speak, of destruction. Aberrant music. Pressure, that is, who you hanging out with? Are they leading you down? Are they pulling you down? These are temptations. Sexual perversion. Sexual perversion in the area where it brings guilt and condemnation and you know you ought not to be doing that. Listen, demonic activity is always looking for an open door. It's like a handle. Don't give Satan a handle. Now, I want you to pay attention, especially you young people. This is tough because I know exactly what I'm going to say right here. And I wish I was joking. I wish that it was not true. I wish that I didn't have a fleet of stories to tell you in real life how what I'm about to give you has radically affected people's lives for the bad. Number one thing, they're called entries, not entrees, entries. Avenues by which demonic activity will creep in to an unbeliever's life. And for that matter, even creep into a believer's life who's backslidden. Number one, drug use opens them up to manipulation to the spiritual realm. Don't be surprised if you know somebody who's involved in drug use and it's not just recreational. They're starting to get into it and try other things. And listen, Satan will let it go, and he'll let it go like a good fisherman. He'll just let it hang out there, let it drift, let it float, and then right when that bass or that shark or whatever it is really nibbling on that thing good, yank, he'll set the hook. And he'll get you hooked. Entries, drug use. Again, remember, sorcery is what it's called in the Old Testament. Spiritism, occultic curiosity. Oh, come on, let's just do this thing. Let's just do some Dungeons and Dragons. It's all right. Everybody started out doing Dungeons and Dragons like that. Until now, you see people who are living the life and they go by their Dungeon and Dragon identity and name. And people have been arrested and in prison because they've carried out those acts that the little card in the game told them to do. They didn't just go nuts because they woke up one day. Nuts. Are you ready for this? This one is probably the biggest global problem outside of drugs, and that is experimentation in spiritism, and that is through this demonic ancient power of deception called, in the Babylonian zodiac, in Hebrew, Maseroth, we say today, horoscope. People think it's so cute. Oh, what's my horoscope for today? What's my sign? Oh, I'm a this and I'm a that. You ever stop to figure out where it came from? And it's just so innocent. If you could see the powers behind it, to get you to lean upon it and to consult the stars, God says this is an abomination. And Christians ignorantly dabble in this thing like it's a game. And they'll even say things like, oh, what are you? Oh, you're a what? You're a, I don't know what they are. What are they? You're a Sagittarius, Cancer, Leprechaun thing, whatever they are. We don't have the time. We're way overdue. I got to tell you, those 12 constellations in Babylonian, they were a robbery from the Babylonian Empire under Nebuchadnezzar from the ancient Israeli kingdom when Daniel lived. They were called the Maseroth, and they're the gospel in the stars. When Nebuchadnezzar seized Israel, he changed the culture and reassigned Leo. Guess who Leo is? What is Leo? What is Jesus? He's the what of the tribe of Judah? What's Virgo? Virgin. When you put the Maseroth together, it's the gospel in the stars, which by God says he preached the gospel to Abraham. He tells Job, sit down and calm down. You think you're so smart? Can you tell me how I bring out the Maseroth in a season? Maseroth? All the Jews knew what that meant. The 12 constellation that told the story. And according to Judaism, you look at it, it's God sending forth a Messiah to deliver us from a wicked and violent snake. And how that story goes, I don't know how it goes in the calendar thing, but it's pretty amazing. Palm reading, experimentation, mind reading. Oh, let's just go try it. This guy can read your mind. Come on, it's really fun. Just try it and see. Also known as remote viewing. The United States government has been involved in remote viewing since 1940. You want to know why they still do it today? It works. United States secret government, secret service, or not secret service, CIA, uses remote viewers. You can go online and read about them. And you'll laugh when you read about it. Why has your government paid multi-billions of dollars since 1940 to use secret agents using remote viewing? Because it's demonic. When a guy can sit in Langley, Virginia, and hold some soil. And he sits in a room for hours and begins to write down things that are coming into his mind. And then the men come and they take it out of the room, they compile what he's written down, and they wind up finding out that there's a guy in Russia at a certain location, da-da-da, thus and so, and that guy happened to have dirt in his hand from Russia. And you say, oh, that's ridiculous. Tell that to the United States government. Why do they use it? Because it's so successful. It's demonic to lead people astray, to deceive them. Channelers. They're so popular today. People consulting the dead. We could go on and on. I'm done. It's late. These are amazing things. The powers are real. But let me end with this. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. The Bible tells us in the book of Corinthians that God, I love this, he said, listen, I will not share my temple with the spiritual darkness or with demons. When God, the Holy Spirit, dwells in your life, you cannot be possessed. Impossible. Why? He doesn't share his temple with anything or anybody. And then Paul says, and he, boy, I tell you, Paul experienced a lot of weirdness. It'd make our hair stand up. Paul said, you know what? This one thing I've become convinced of, that neither death nor life nor principalities or powers nor things past, present, or future will ever be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. That's an awesome thing. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we pray that even as we go this evening, that we would revel in the fact that though we be in this flesh, we do not walk according to the flesh, but in the Spirit. And Lord, help us tonight and tomorrow that when we see people bickering or arguing or at an impasse or we see a strange thing going on, Lord, help us to see behind the scenes, to pray properly, to intercede. Instead of getting in somebody's face, we would fall down on our face and pray. And Lord, that you'd make us wise in these last days, knowing, dear God, that as we believe and trust in you, you watch over our family, you watch over our homes, and quite frankly, Lord, your Bible makes it clear in the book of Job, nothing comes into our lives but without first having your permission. That alone gives me ultimate peace. So, Father, we thank you. Keep us from going the way of Saul. Cause us, Lord, in the end, to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Lord, that until we get to the end, may we serve you faithfully. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, and his message called Worlds in Collision. Thanks for spending some time with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Samuel, a series highlighting the prophet Samuel, who was called by God during one of Israel's darkest times to bring the people back to a heart of true worship. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. You ever felt like something's missing in your life? Maybe you've been searching for answers, for peace, or a sense of purpose. You know, the truth is those longings are there because you were created to know God. At jackhibbs.com, there's a tab called Know God. It's designed to help you discover what it truly means to have a relationship with God. This isn't about religion. It's about understanding who God is and why he loves you and how you can find hope and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. The page breaks it down in a simple, clear way, answering common questions and guiding you through the steps of faith. It's a great place to explore and reflect whether you're just curious or you're ready to make that next step. So don't miss out on the most important relationship you'll ever have. Visit that tab called Know God at jackhibbs.com and start your journey today. That's jackhibbs.com, because knowing God changes everything in your life for the better. Take that next step. Explore and reflect at the Know God section at jackhibbs.com.
Hey everybody, Pastor Jack here, and I want to encourage you to get a great book. Listen to this, Living Fearless in Christ. This is Hedi Amiramati's story, life story, why I left Islam to win battles for the kingdom. A former Muslim comes to Christ, and her ministry and her testimony is powerful. Get a copy for yourself, Living Fearless in Christ.
Living Fearless in Christ. by Hedia Miramati. Available for the month of February for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com.
Hey, thank you again so much for listening. And if you'd like to hear or see more of what we do here, you can always go to jackhibbs.com for all the latest on what's going on with this ministry. And please, if you're ever in the Southern California area, come see us at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills. We'd love to see you there in person. It has been so good to be with you today, and I pray you find yourself in the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. See you on the next episode.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.